With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump is campaigning in Iowa today, the third anniversary of the U.S. Capitol riot. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
3 years ago, Donald Trump was in the White House fighting to overturn the 2020 election results. Today, he's holding two campaign rallies in Iowa in his bid to win back the White House. Trump has not ignored the events of January 6, 2021. In fact, he has described those imprisoned for overrunning the Capitol building as great patriots, and at some campaign rallies has played a recording of the Star-Spangled Banner sung by jailed rioters. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former Senator Jim Talent says building a border wall should be a big step toward ending a steady flow of illegals across the U.S. southern border.
It will begin to turn off the demand signal. It's a signal to these people who are coming here that they're not just going to be able to get in. And, you know, the magnet has always been the huge problem.
That is former Senator Jim Talent. He was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network, and he says that Republicans are in a good position to force at least some concessions on the border from President Biden at this time, as their bill is linked to concessions at the border being sought by Republicans. Also at SRNnews.com, a woman in her 90s has been pulled alive from a collapsed house in western Japan 124 hours after that major earthquake.
The 7.6 magnitude tremor killed over 120 people, toppled buildings, and set off landslides, isolating some communities that were still waiting for aid. Thousands of troops were flying and trucking in water, food, and medicine to more than 30,000 people. In Wajima, residents sifted through their charred belongings after a blaze triggered by earthquakes burnt it down.
That is Karen Chamis reporting, and this is SRN News. A United Nations official is concerned about transgenderism in the U.S., a report from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Reem Al-Salam is a U.N. expert on violence against women and girls, and she says efforts by the Biden administration to allow males to compete against females under Title IX civil rights law is dangerous. She says the U.S. would be in violation of its international human rights obligations, adding, quote, "The proposed Title IX rules change would have detrimental effects on the participation of biological women and girls in all sports." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptists form a big part of the evangelical Christian bloc that has reliably voted Republican in recent elections. It's widely expected they'll also line up behind former President Trump this time around. Last year, a number of other GOP candidates tried hard to appeal to SBC voters by proclaiming their own Christian faith. That included South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. This is SRN News. Communist China's political intimidation could be reaching into the United States.
The FBI in Houston is warning that people with connections to China who speak out against the Chinese Communist Party may become targets for harassment. The agency is warning Chinese citizens, naturalized U.S. citizens, and families of dissidents who speak out against the Chinese Communist Party to be aware. They've set up a special hotline for those who think they've been targeted.
That's Tayshia Stevens. Hawaii now welcoming tourists back to the west side of Maui after those fires last summer.
They want the economic boost tourists will bring, but some residents are struggling with the return of an industry requiring workers to be attentive and hospitable, even though they're trying to care for themselves after losing their loved ones, friends, homes, and community. One server at a Lahaina restaurant was so worn out by customer questions about the fire, she quit 5 weeks after going back to work.
This is SRN News.